Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The country's economy shrunk again this quarter, causing worries that a recession is already here. This time, business investment fell after rising last quarter. The report comes on the heels of yesterday's Federal Reserve rate hike, this time by 0.75 point. It's the latest in a series of increases the Fed hopes will slow down the economy and curtail inflation. So how might this play out, and what role can President Biden play in turning around the economy? Let's bring in Heather Boucher. She's a member of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. Heather, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's start with the news this morning that the U.S. economy shrank for a second straight quarter. Doesn't this indicate to you that we're moving closer to a recession?
Well, it certainly does indicate that the economy shrank in the second quarter. You know, when we're actually officially defining a recession, which is done by an independent entity called the National Bureau of Economic Research, they look at a wide range of economic indicators. So not just GDP, but also things like household employment, what's happening with payroll employment. And they're looking for everything to be going down at once. And the thing about this economy right now is that some indicators are still doing quite well. And then, you know, we need to look at the wide range of indicators, you know, including the fact that we continue to see this very robust pace of job gains in the economy, and we've not typically ever seen a recession start with such robust job gains.
It is a complex time for the economy, but isn't it true that consecutive quarters of a falling GDP is certainly an indicator, or at least a real warning, of recession to come?
It is certainly an indicator, and it's certainly one that we take very, very seriously. But, you know, again, we do need to look under the hood and, you know, look at what's going on with all of the components of GDP. You know, what we saw last month is that while, you know, certain indicators were not looking so good, at the same time, we did see that real consumer spending, which is about 70% of GDP, continued to rise. So I think we're not clear yet that we are in a recession, but certainly we are looking for an economy that gets back to a stable pace of growth as we recover from this historic pandemic.
So maybe the problem is the president has tried to persuade Americans that the economic recovery is stronger than people perceive it to be. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that we're in an economy where we've had these, you know, enormous challenges with businesses getting back to the work of what they do well in terms of the fragility of America's supply chains. And on top of that, you've had this inflation, most recently in large part driven by energy prices because of a war Putin is waging in the Ukraine. So while you've seen, you know, strong and steady job gains, very low unemployment, the inflation and the fact that, you know, especially gas is so expensive has been hard on families.
We've heard over and over from the White House that they don't think we're heading toward recession. Yesterday, the president said flat out, we're not going to be in a recession. But with the news this morning that the U.S. economy is shrinking, I mean, where is the evidence to back that up?
Well, I think you need to look at the range of economic indicators. We have not seen a recession start in a period where you are creating over 300,000 jobs per month on average. But also, let's be very clear, what is happening in this economy right now is that we are seeing this recovery as businesses have gotten back on track. And certainly we see this inflation, but we are not seeing the kind of widespread economic meltdown that we saw, for example, over a decade ago during the financial crisis.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell certainly is not ruling out a recession, but he says that the, quote, path to a soft landing has clearly narrowed. Powell did not rule out another rate increase at the next meeting in September. What do you see as the long-term impact of these rate hikes, and when might consumers actually feel the benefit of these actions?
Well, consumers are already seeing the effect of some of these actions. I mean, so first, I think it really is important to keep emphasizing the sharp reduction in gas prices around the country. But then certainly what the Fed is doing with raising interest rates, you know, has very quickly affected consumers, especially through mortgage rates. Mortgage rates have gone up markedly. That is having an effect on, you know, how people are looking at buying new homes. this is the kind of soft landing that the Fed is looking for, that you slow the economy down from this very, very fast sprint, trying to get everything back up and running really quickly, but then sort of go into this glide path.
Yes, you can say we're seeing a recovery on some level, but, you know, the average American is struggling. What does the White House say to them?
First, the president has been focused on doing what he can do to lower prices. Falling gas prices is certainly helping all those families struggling. But the other thing is that the president has been focused on working with Congress to pass legislation that would lower family costs. And that is why the bill that is literally in front of Congress today, two bills in front of Congress today, are so important to lower costs facing families for things like health care and energy costs. It is through that legislation that we can really make a difference for families.
That's economist Heather Boucher, a member of President Biden's Council of Economic Advisors. Heather, thank you so much.
Thank you.